This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Why don't you join us now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, or joining us right now, I should say, is super friend of the show, former Browns offensive lineman, and a member of the Browns Radio Network. His name is John Greco. Hello, Mr. Greco. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Gentlemen, happy Thanksgiving. Happy Tuesday. Glad to be on with you.
Before we get into Baker, it was funny because I was listening to that. We were playing a cut from Kevin Stefanski about pre-snap penalties. What are your thoughts on that, especially as an offensive lineman? Because, it takes all the flow out of it, and I understand Baker's frustrated, and I don't know that we're emphasizing enough these pre-snap penalties that are affecting the flow of the game and eventually affecting your quarterback as well.
Yeah, they're ugly. And, you know, in my experience, it seems like they come in droves, and when it's happening, they seem to compound. And, you know, it's such a thing that it's all mental. You know, you hear that snap count out of Baker Mayfield's mouth, you know, right before you clap and break to the line of scrimmage. And then there's so much going through your mind, your assignment, your technique, what you have to do, what the guy next to you is doing, the play. And then it's like, oh crap, what was that snap count? Or, you know, maybe it's something different that, or we're trying to draw them off sides or get a read out of the defense. So there's a lot of moving parts. You know, there's no excuse for that, because that's the last thing you hear. It's the first thing that should be on your mind. Say, hey, listen, this is on two, this is on quick, this is on one. It's kind of a muscle memory, and that's the thing. And it's setting them back. It's obvious. And Kevin Stefanski's right. It's a big-time problem, and it's going to take the guys in that room to just make it an emphasis. Even though it's a simplistic thing, they have to make it a focal point and make it an emphasis, because they have to put them away, guys. They can't start with first and 10, first and 15, first and 20, you know, going from third and short to third and long, because it's killing their drives.
John, as important as all that is, my stat from last week unfortunately continues. It's now 17 or fewer points in 6 of the last 8 weeks. Is it play calling? Is it the scheme that the Browns are running? Is it the lack of talent on this offense? And that's something that none of us ever thought we'd be saying. Well, why are they not scoring points?
Well, you know, for me, I think it all goes back to third downs. You know, we've talked about that with the three of us on the show. You know, it's been a big problem for them throughout this whole season. And for whatever reason, they're just not converting and staying on the field. So that's resulting in more punts. That's resulting in field goals over touchdowns. But the fact of the matter is, their execution in the red zone in particular and their third down offense has been well below average and has not met expectations. So what does that mean? Is that scheme? Probably. You know, is that quarterback needs to make better throws? Is that receivers and tight ends need to make better catches? Does that mean offensive line needs to block better? It's all of those things. When you work on those situations of practice, especially when you know that you have to improve on a particular focus or a particular area, that part of practice has to be pristine. It has to be without any flaws, because that's when you build that confidence throughout the week, going into the weekend and into the game, that, okay, yeah, we've fixed this. We're doing everything we can to address this issue. The Browns haven't done that. You know, we see it on third and one, and I know it's easy for us to sit here and say, you know, why aren't they giving it to Nick Chubb on third and one? Why are we passing? And that is that is part of the system, that is part of the scheme, that is part of the game plan, where if you align in an obvious running situation and the defense shows you something different or is softened up or is tight in the box and you think you can make a play in the pass game, that's what they're doing. And I know you keep hearing everybody saying, well, we're not executing, we're not executing. And I know people are getting tired of hearing it, but it's as simple as that. The plays are there to be made. They're at times open. They're just not connecting. And when it looks like something's wide open, protection's breaking down. When a guy's wide open, the throw's missed. When the throw's on point, there's a drop. So it's something out of each unit that's holding them back. And for me, to tie it all back together, that's why they're not scoring more points. Do they not have the big explosive plays like we saw Donovan Peoples-Jones make against Cincinnati? Yeah, they're missing that element, but still, they're methodically driving the ball down the field like we knew they always would, mixing run and play action. But when they're getting to third down, they're just flat out not staying on the field. And it's a result of all of those things I talked about.
Is it correctable? John, that's my question for you. Because, we saw it against Cincinnati. And knowing, I know Baker's tough. I get it. And, and there's a lot of us that said maybe they should have given him a week off just so he could rest and heal the bruises and heal everything that's going on. But is this correctable? Is this team just a couple of just solid plays away from being a team that we can go, okay, I really believe in this team and they can win in the playoffs and get there? That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, everything's correctable. I mean, this team has the ability, has the talent to where I think we've seen their ceiling or their potential. But at the same time, we've also seen the basement. And more recently, we've seen, more of the basement. So, they won the game Sunday. We could talk about it until we're blue in the face. We can psychoanalyze it all we want. The fact is they won the game. And, to your point, Baker, obviously, tough guy. Everybody's tired of talking about it. No one's questioning his toughness. The person that has that decision is the head coach and the GM. That's it. You're going to have to – Baker Mayfield can go out there with gunshot wounds, and he's still going to want to play. So
right.
That is
no,
them.
I agree.
No, it's true.
That is them that makes that decision. So that's their decision and their decision only. So moving forward, that's what we have to ride out with. So the team knows that. Everybody rallies around that, and they try to win the game with whoever 11 guys they have on offense and defense. So moving forward, yeah, all those things can be corrected because you see it. You're like, God, that guy's running wide open. Why didn't we connect with him? And then, things start creeping in. Well, are they running the right routes? Do they have this trust? Do they have this? Is there a locker room issue? I don't think any of that is going on in that locker room. I think the fact of the matter is those guys know their goal. They know their mission. They know their objective. It's to win the AFC North, and all of those goals are still obtainable, and they can still achieve those things. Starts this Sunday, prime time, against the division leader right now, the Baltimore Ravens. So, yeah, everything that's gone on these last 2 weeks, we could psychoanalyze it all we want. They beat Detroit, which they should have, when we would be in real panic mode right now heading into this game if they did not, but they did. And listen, if they beat Baltimore Sunday night, I mean, this is a completely different conversation next week at this time. So, yes, everything is correctable. Everything is fixable. I still have faith. I think this is just hopefully a hiccup in the road to something greater that we're going to see in late December.
John, if the decision is solely up to the head coach and general manager, are they making the right decision by putting an injured quarterback back on the field?
Oh, well, that's the million-dollar question. I think this team, they've shown it against Denver with Case Keenum. I think this team is talented enough, especially against Tim Boyle and the winless Detroit Lions, that they could have rolled the backup out and won the game. I think they were very much capable of doing that. Now they didn't. You look across the league, I saw Colt McCoy win 2 out of 3 games, while Kyler Murray, was able to get healthy. You saw, obviously, in Baltimore. So there's other teams that are kind of following this path, this formula. But it all goes back, like I said, you're not gonna force Baker Mayfield off the field. He's playing. I got news for everybody. Unless he's out there in a wheelchair, he's playing. So, like I said, they know that whatever conversation is happening behind the scenes between Kevin Stefanski, Joe Sheehan, the head trainer, and Baker. It's, listen, I'm playing. And then Kevin Stefanski says, okay, you know, that obviously at that moment, this is giving it, what do I have to do to give us the best chance of winning? Then he has to go about getting that game plan together. So I can't, I don't have the liberty of saying, I can speculate and say, well, they should have done this, they could have done this. They didn't, and they won the game. So moving forward, that's the bet they made, and they have to lay on it. That's how the saying goes. But moving forward, this Sunday night against Baltimore, it comes back down. You're going to have Kareem Hunt back. You're going to have Jack Conklin. That's going to help Baker's confidence. He's going to be able to get Kareem Hunt in the flats and those short intermediate throws. He's going to be featured in the screen game. He and Nick Chubb are going to give that potent 1-2 punch that we all know and love. And Jack Conklin is going to be back, so his protection is going to be a little bit better. So I'm expecting Baker to come out, put all the critics aside, you know, handle all the noise, and have a good game plan. Because like I said, guys, if they win Sunday night against Baltimore, this is a completely different conversation moving forward.
Yeah. I'm curious your thoughts on Kevin right now, because there's a lot more heat on Kevin Stefanski this time around than there was a year ago at this time. And, you know, he's got to make decisions. People are wondering, like I said, people were questioning whether Baker should have been in the game on Sunday or not. And, you know, what do you think he's learned over the last year?
You know, it's funny. A head coach, all the coaches, the young coaches that I've ever talked to and had conversations with, there's no manual. You know, you operate on instincts. You operate on what you think's best for the team, best for your you know, the organization. And, you know, that's a lot of pressure. And that's why he makes the big bucks. Nobody has sympathy. So he has to make calculated decisions in split-second time. Baker Mayfield's playing. Now, let's go, like I said, let's go put the best game plan together to not only avoid him injuring himself further, which, you know, I don't know how that's possible at this point, but try to tailor the game plan for what we have out there. We have a backup right tackle. Let's try to help him out a little bit. We're missing one of our key receivers. Let's see if we can make do without him. We're missing Kareem Hunt. Let's try to get Nick Chubb back healthy. Also, we're walking the fine line with what's his workload. Did we try to push him back? So there's so much that Kevin Stefanski has to put together into his decision-making every week, every day. And you know, has he been perfect? No. But listen, they're above 500. Like I said, they're still in a situation where they can compete in this division, and they're trying to make a playoff run. So we'll kind of sit here and dissect things as, you know, in a month from now, we'll see what his decision-making looks like moving forward. You know, does he want some of those third and one, fourth and one calls back? Of course. But those are things that, you know, if you get it, you look like a genius. If not, you're having this conversation. So I still have the full faith in him. I think with everything that's gone on, they've been able to weather the storm, continue to chop forward. I would just like to see more consistency, guys. We talk about it every week. Clean up the third downs, show more consistency, because, you know, you'd much rather see what the product against Cincinnati was as compared to, you know, Detroit.
John, as always, we love your perspective and the way you explain things to us, because we don't know. We haven't been in those huddles, and you have, and that's why we appreciate you. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Guys, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.
And to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.